Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Back in New Orleans here at the Smoothie King Center, the Warriors losing it to the Pelicans tonight by a count of 113-109. Warriors and the Pelicans didn't have a great first half, kind of a choppy first half. Both teams started to play better in the second half, but the Warriors just had too many mistakes, too many turnovers, and I think at times they just didn't find bodies on the defensive end enough to help them win. But they had some really good moments. They gave themselves a chance to win after trailing by 14 in the first half, in part because of D'Anthony Melton. He had 28 points with three assists and four rebounds. That's a season high for him. Zion Williamson had 26 with six rebounds. And the Warriors tonight did not shoot the ball all that well from three, 11 of 45. Actually, didn't shoot the ball well at all from three. 11 for 45, 24%. And Warriors had a season-high 21 offensive rebounds tonight. Did we not get a final box? Apparently we did not. Oh, we did. There it is. A final box, 21 offensive rebounds for Golden State. And they converted those into 24 second-chance points, 9 of 20 there. Pelicans outscored the Warriors in the paint, but only by 64 to 58. But this game was more, determined by turnovers. 21 of them by the Warriors, resulting in 18 points for the Pelicans. As a result, the Pelicans have four more shots than the Warriors. They shot the ball slightly better from the field. And again, this was a tight game coming down the stretch. Warriors gave themselves a chance to win. Draymond Green had a total of 11 points in this game. Gui Santos continues to play really well, 15 points and 12 boards. That's a new career high for him. Meant 24 for Moses Moody. So they're finding some things out about some of their players, but tonight just didn't have the execution and that pop from the bench that they usually get. They're one of the best bench scoring teams in the league, second in the league in bench scoring, and tonight they were outscored 45-24. Of course, a couple of their bench guys now are playing as starters, so that kind of factors into that as well. But the Pelicans welcome DeJounte Murray back, and I think he's going to be a difference maker. I think he is a player that can really get them more organized on the offensive end. And we talked about the fact that, you know, they have the young guard, Jeremiah Fierce. He's not a real point guard. So this is going to take pressure off him. It's going to take pressure off Herb Jones. And then they get Trey Murphy back. And it's going to be really curious to see how they play in the last 2 months of the season, albeit they have a monster trip coming up starting tomorrow. And so that may take a little bit of a toll there. But like I said before, I think they're going to be a team to look out for. Warriors will take on the Grizzlies tomorrow. Grizzlies have been struggling. They've had a tough season so far. 4 o'clock the airtime, 4:30 is the tip tomorrow afternoon. And the Warriors will come right back home for a Saturday game against the L.A. Lakers.